Good morning, everybody. TruckDriver101.com. Uh-oh. Can't hear myself. Uh-oh. That's what happened. Hold on, everybody. There we go. I can hear myself. Hey, hey, hey. Kenny, you so sexy. You got it going on. What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here, as always, with the mic in my hand, like a true MC. Breaking it down for the Trucker GG. What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here, enjoying life and enjoying my day. So let's get down to business. Today's little diatribe I'm going to go over is a little problem that I have with something I saw. I was in a rest area or a truck stop. Can't remember which one, but bottom line is one guy is sitting in the stall. As I'm walking by, first I see a guy at a urinal, and he is shimmying it and shaking it and grinding it and whipping it around and trying to squeeze something out of his dick. And it just looks so odd, and he's not standing anywhere near the stall. He's just kind of focused on what he's doing, and I'm going, that's not masturbation. That's pretty weird. So anyway, he's sitting there basically trying to pee. And I put together in my mind that he, just from watching what he was doing, he's trying to fucking wring his dick out like a towel to get this goddamn stone out. At the same time, there's another guy in another stall, and he's got his pants off. His pants are off, sitting to the side. Now, it's a little awkward because his pants are almost in the next stall over. But... you know, I'm like, damn. So anyway, I go pee, take my squat, you know, take my crap, and I go to leave. And when I leave, my man is still sitting there trying to shimmy, shake it, roll it up, bake it, squeeze it out. And another guy is still sitting in there with his pants off trying to crap. And the thing I just wanted to say, and this is going to be short, I'm not going to make a long video about this, but long podcast about this, but you need to understand something. When you are sitting there eating these shitty things in these truck stops, it's full of sodium. Every time you eat this shit, it's drying you out. I'm not giving you health advice in the sense this is about losing weight and becoming a super fit person. No, this is about me being a 300-pound guy who learned a long time ago that if you don't eat salad or greens, you won't be able to shit. Okay? All right, you don't want to be constipated on the road. You definitely don't want to be able to piss. All right? You need to go to the doctor for one immediately, and urine is one of them, right? Because not being able to piss, that's poisoning your body. Now, shit, you know, constipation happens, but ain't no fucking stool softener you gonna take for no goddamn kidney stone. All right, you need to go to the doc, bro. But my thing is, this happens because of lack of water. All right, drink you in the morning. I do this all the time. Get up, drink you 2-3 glasses of water in the morning. I try to drink a liter. Then, and again, this is just to pee. This is not health advice. This is just to pee and shit. Then after you do that, turn around and get you a salad. Now, Denny's got these salads that are not healthy. All right, they fried chicken, salads, and all types of stuff like that. But if you eat that, you're going to get some greens. That's what's going to keep you shitting and peeing. Greens, man. They keep, first of all, to add moisture to your body, to add essential amino acids. And these things help break down them kidney stones, help clean you out, bro. Right? Get your greens in, bro. Right? I'm just saying, because it's just ridiculous to be sitting there trying to wring your penis out like a towel. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be sitting in the damn rest area. I think it was a rest area. And you sitting there with your pants off trying to get that crap out. Fuck that, man. Fuck that. Drink you some water in the morning. Eat you some greens. And the thing about drinking your water in the morning, the reason that's so important is because, one, it gets you get yourself hydrated, get everything flowing, and it's going to get you cleaned out. But the next time you stop to pee might be your 30-minute break. Bam, you stop and urinate because you got your water already in. You know, because 9 times 10, you're going to start your day, what? You're going to sleep for 9 hours, 8 hours, get up, start your day. You got an hour before. you drink that water as soon as you get up in the morning, you're going to pee before you leave the truck stop to get on your way. Bam, you just got all the water you need in for the day. Bam, just right there. So it doesn't require a lot, man. It's not about these goddamn, you know, I need to do 19,000 miles a day. Man, live on less money and let your body last longer, bro. Because you only get one body. You only got two kidneys, right? You only got one asshole. At least you're supposed to, no. But the point being that if you fuck those things up, dude, you're going to be at the dock. You know what I'm saying? You're about to spend some money. There's a truck driver online. I can't remember his name, but he didn't eat enough fiber. I was looking up what disease that he had or what disorder he had. And he is associated with not eating enough fiber. And his bowels started to bleed. That's insane. Like, they had to clear blockages from his heart. This is based on what he's eating. All right. Leave the chips alone. Leave the cookies alone. Get you some greens, brother. Get you some delicious, wonderful salad greens. Talking about some of them dark leafy greens with the bitter taste. All right. Because I will taste some bitter greens all day long. I eat it with no salad dressing. Right. That's still better than wringing my dick out at the urinal. Right. Or trying to sit in there going. That's right. Who wants to live that life, man? So we all adults, man. We all adults. We all have the right to do what we want with our bodies. But please understand, if you do not do the basic things of eating reasonably healthy, you will not be successful. No shit. Okay. You won't. You will not be successful. You will not be successful. And when I say successful, I mean in the sense of urinating and peeing. All right. You ain't got, and this is the thing. I know a lot of guys gonna be like, man, you know, you fat. We're not talking about weight loss. We're not. Now, if we want to talk about weight loss, I will whip out the fact that I was 387 and I'm 320. Right. You know, I whip that out on you. Yeah. But you need to understand the very simple reality that you need to pee. Peeing is important. Right. Shitting is important. When you get out on the highway and start killing yourself to run them miles because you ain't planning accordingly, just treat your diet like you treat your job and plan accordingly and get some greens in your life. All right. Enough about greens. But I had to say this, man. I just never seen it like that before, man. I just ain't never seen somebody just trying to wring their dick out. Motherfucker sitting there with no pants on. It's like, God damn. Yes. Anyway. Truckdriver101.com. Get you some greens. Get you some water. Stay hydrated. Peace.